that's what yesterday we were in. We had the Gemara tradition about Chavtaz. So the Gemara tells us that if a person has a mitzvah pidgin aben to do for himself, and the mitzvah pidgin aben to do for his son, so everybody agrees that the mitzvah pidgin aben on himself comes first. Even though it wasn't what the simple reading of the Braisa was, but that's what Rabbi Yirmiyahu explained about the Braisa. And the lashon the Gemara used was that the mitzvah the gufei adifa. So we quoted the Rivash as he said, the mitzvah the gufei adifa means that the nature of the mitzvah pidgin aben that you do for your son is not really your own personal chiyuv. It's really the son's chiyuv. It's a representative of the son. Whereas the mitzvah you do for yourself, that's your real, that's your personal chiyuv. So of course, when you have a personal chiyuv versus a chiyuv you're doing to somebody else, a chiyuv atonement, so of course the din is that mitzvah the gufei is adif. That's how the Rivash of Shabbos this Gemara. Then the Rivash took this yisod, and we left off yesterday, the Rivash took this yisod, this Gemara tradition of Kavtaz, and explained away some other phenomenon, other dinim in the realm of Pidgin Aben. So we made a big fuss when we learned the sugyas of Mila last week about the Shittas HaRambam, about what the Nusach HaBracha of this Mila is. And the Rambam asks in the simple reading of the Gemara Pesachim, there's a difference whether you do the Bris Mila on behalf of somebody else's child, whether you do the Bris Mila on behalf of your own child. If you do a Bris, if you're a hired male, so then you make a Bracha Ala Mila. If you do the Bris for your own son, then you make the Bracha Lomol Sabein. Why the discrepancy? So the Rambam of his Brachas explains that the Nusach HaBracha of Al is a very general statement. That means it doesn't address a personal chiyuv. Al means for the general mitzvah I'm doing on behalf of somebody else. The Lashon Lamed, so Lamed is my personal chiyuv. So the Rambam says when it comes to Bris Mila, so the father is a personal chiyuv to be Mala's son. It's not just a representative of the son, but it's a personal chiyuv. In contrast to the mitzvah of Bris Mila that a Moel has on Kal Yisrael, that a Beis Din, that the Tzibur has on all the Arelim B'Samcham, that's not a personal chiyuv, that's a general chiyuv, that's to assist all the Arelim B'Samcham in Yisrael, they should become a Mulim. So that's what the Rambam says, when you mal somebody else's kid, so it's not your personal chiyuv, so you don't make Lomul. Whereas when you mal your own child, when the mitzvah of Brach of Lomul kicks in. So the Rivash points out that although the Rambam has this distinction with this Mila between a meal that you do on your own behalf, on your own son, the meal that you do on somebody else's son, when it comes to Hilchos Pidgin Aben, the Rambam doesn't draw this distinction. When it comes to Pidgin Aben, so the Rambam has the Nusach HaBracha Al in both cases. Even when you do a Pidgin Aben for your own child, so it's Al Pidgin HaBen. So the Rambam says, why is that? So he says, L'chor, the Rambam is being medayik here and telling us that whereas when it comes to Bris Mila, the meal that you do on your son is a personal chiyuv, when it comes to Pidgin Aben, that's not the case. When it comes to Pidgin Aben, the nature of the mitzvah to Pidgin Aben on your son is lahotzias aben yidecha vasai. Therefore, the appropriate Nusach HaBracha is Al. So the Rivash says, where did the Rambam get this from? How did the Rambam know that when it comes to Pidgin Aben, so it's not a personal chiyuv to do a Pidgin Aben in your son? So the Rambam got from Agamara, the Rambam got from the tradition of Chavtasim Abeis, that's what the Gemara means when it says mitzvah de gufei adifa. So now the Rivash goes one step further and he says, based on this Gemara in Kiddushin, and based on the Rambam, how we learned Pshat, like the Rivash is claiming, so now says the Rivash, I'll tell you, Chiddush Ladina, what's the halacha if you have a boy who turns bar mitzvah, and the father never took care of the Pidgin Aben, and now he realizes he's 25 years old, oh, Gavalt, I forgot to do Pidgin Aben on him. So the Rivash says, you don't have a chiyuv anymore. The Rivash says that if the nature of the chiyuv of Pidgin Aben, your son, would have been a personal chiyuv, then the chiyuv would have extended even past bar mitzvah. But since the nature of the chiyuv is just lahotzias hakotban, so chol zman that he's a kotban, the Torah is ma'afal that chiyuv on you. Chol zman that he's a gadol and he can be metapel in his own pidgin aben, so then your chiyuv is pacha. This is not just the same thing we said by Mila. The same way we claim that some Mishonim argue by Mila that once the child turns by mitzvah, so the chiyuv is pacha. So the Rivash says it's much more fairish, not by Mila, Mila's different according to the Rambam, but at least by pidgin aben, that the chiyuv of pidgin aben is pacha after the child turns bar mitzvah. So this is all part of the whole package of the Rivash is developing, which all has its roots in this one Gemara Chavtas Mavim. That's all munachim, what the Gemara says, mitzvah the gufa adifa, that your pidgin aben is a mitzvah the gufa, your son's pidgin aben is not a mitzvah the gufa, it's a mitzvah mutal salamein, that you're the shalvia for. Therefore, the nusach habrach is al, and therefore the chiv is papa, after the child turns bar mitzvah. So as we were Murami said yesterday, there are other Rishonim who disagree with this Rivash. The Rambam just described it to you. The mitzvah is the ma'isa, halacha ma'isa. You have to do it, but the formulation of the mitzvah, the alumnus of the mitzvah is basically to do it on behalf of the child. The ma'isa, the father gets his chayav mitzvah. Here, the father does get a mitzvah. I mean, he's doing what he was supposed to do. He's doing what the Rosh Hashanah told him to do. But in terms of longus, the nature of what he's doing it on behalf of the child. There is a little bit of a sticky point in the Shittas HaRambam. The Rambam writes a klal of his brachos that when you do a mitzvah, which is your own personal mitzvah, then you recite a shechiyanu. When you do a mitzvah on behalf of somebody else, then you don't recite shechiyanu. And the Gemara has at the end of Masechas Pesachim that you do say shechiyanu for a pidyon aved. Because my big machlokes in the Rishonim, why do you say shechiyanu? Like Mehecha Teis, you say shechiyanu for a pidyon aved. How come some mitzvahs get shechiyanu and others don't? So there are some Rishonim, there's a Balamor who says that the reason why you say Shechiyanu by Pidyon Aved has nothing to do with the mitzvah. That's not why. You say Shechiyanu because the child survived, because he reached 30 days and he's still alive, so it's a Gevalik Kesim Tasalev. So it's a Shechiyanu, not of a mitzvah, it's a Shechiyanu of a Simcha. We know there are different kinds of Shechiyanus out there. Sometimes you say Shechiyanu on a mitzvah, and sometimes you say Shechiyanu when you have a new fruit, you have a new suit or something. So that's a Simcha Shebelev, nothing to do with the mitzvah. That's also a Mechad of Shechiyanu. So the Balamor learns Pshat that the Shechiyanu that the Gemara at the end of Pesachim has of Pidyon Aved is a Simcha Dikah Shechiyanu. It's the Simcha that the child has survived 30 days. Of course, this is a very big problem. If you do simply sell, then you should say Shechiyanu for every child. You say Shechiyanu for girls also when they live more than 30 days. The Hechad takes that it's only for a firstborn boy. Very, very difficult Balamor to understand. So other Rishonim say not like the Balamor. Other Rishonim say that the Shechiyanu of Pidyon Aved is a Shechiyanu Shel Mitzvah. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says Beferish that the Shechiyanu that's said in by Pidyon Aved is a Shechiyanu Shel Mitzvah. So the Rambam asks himself, how come some mitzvahs we recite Shechiyanu and other mitzvahs we don't? So the Rambam says the klal is like this. Whenever you have a mitzvah that's bom mizman mizman, whenever you have a mitzvah that's done done once a year, done once in a long while, so that's considered to require a Shechiyanu. Shechiyanu kiman yanu lazman hazeh. That's what the Rambam says. When you bench Chanukah left for the first time, you say Shechiyanu. You shake a lula for the first time, you say Shechiyanu. You blow shofar for the first time, you say Shechiyanu. Mitzvahs which are bov, mishana l'shana, mizman mizman, warrant the Shechiyanu. Then the Rambam has a chiddush in Hilchos Brachos, that if you have a mitzvah that's not bov, mizman mizman, in the sense of that it doesn't have a set time when it comes once a year, but it doesn't come all the time. It's not a type of mitzvah you always do. It's a mitzvah which is in a mitzvah. So the Rambam says that also warrants the Shechiyanu. Because that's like a bom mizman mizman. That's a watered down, a lower form of bom mizman mizman that also warrants Shechiyanu. So the Rambam gives two examples of such mitzvahs that warrant the Shechiyanu, even though they're not quite mitzvahs of bom mizman mizman in the classic calendaric sense, but there are mitzvahs which aren't that common. So the Rambam says that the mitzvah of bris milah, that's the mitzvah of pidyon aved. Bris milah is not so common. I can only have a baby once every 9 months, and half the time it's going to be a girl, so how often do you get a bris milah? Most people don't get the mitzvah of bris milah once a year. You get it every couple of years. So the Rambam says that that's the mitzvah which is bom mizman mizman. Pidyon aved is also mamish bom mizman mizman. It's ain't a mitzvah. It's once in a lifetime perhaps. And most people don't even get it once in a lifetime. So those mitzvahs which are not some mitzvahs, so those mitzvahs warrant Shechiyanu. So when it comes to pidyon aved, our minhag is, of course, we do say Shechiyanu because that's the preparation of Gemara. Our minhag is that bris milah we don't say Shechiyanu. We don't follow the Rambam. But chutzlaris we don't follow the Rambam. And the reason why we don't follow the Rambam in Chutzlaritz is because the Rishonim write that we should tzar dianuka. That the Gemara says in the beginning of Tzubas that we don't say shasimcha b'mona when you bench at a bris because the baby is crying, the baby is sad, the baby is, it hurts. So it's not nice, it's inappropriate for us to say shasimcha b'mona. The simcha is a little bit toned down. So that's why some Rishonim write that a bris milah is not appropriate to say Shechiyanu because we should tzar dianuka, deference to the pain of the baby. So we refrain from saying Shechiyanu, even though we really should have said Shechiyanu. And others say it's not true. Others say you should follow the Rambam. In fact, we should say Shechiyanu at a bris. That's the meaning of the Gerom. That's the meaning of Eretz Yisrael. We've been a bris from Eretz Yisrael. So they say Shechiyanu, but they follow the meaning of the Gerom. Like the Rambam, but they do Shechiyanu. But the Sfarim also say Shechiyanu in America. But the Ashkenazi bris in America, so we don't say Shechiyanu. We follow the other Rishonim. That meaning is like the other Rishonim that we shouldn't say Adinu. But the Rambam basically is right. The Karon, the Rambam is right. That you should say Shechiyanu both for a bris and for a pidyon aved. Pidyon aved for sure is true, we do, because there's no tzar for the yanuka, and it's the very Shechiyanu, so they say Shechiyanu. So there's a little bit of a problem with the Rambam. If the Rambam is right, that the nature of the mitzvah pidyon aved is on behalf of the son, is really on behalf of someone else, it's not really the father's personal mitzvah, so then based on the Rambam himself, his klal and his brachos, so you shouldn't say Shechiyanu. The Rambam says you always say Shechiyanu when you do a mitzvah on behalf of yourself. The same way the Rambam, the same klal that the Rambam has, the difference between Lamed and Al. So when you have a mitzvah on behalf of yourself, you say Lamed, and then you say Shechiyanu if it meets the criteria of Shechiyanu. you do a mitzvah there, and somebody else, you say ow, and you don't say Shechiyanu, even if that particular mitzvah would meet the criteria of Shechiyanu. So here the Echrem of the Rambam and the Stira. Because the Rambam says, like the Rivash quotes correctly, that you say al pidyon haben, which seems to indicate that the nature of the mitzvah pidyon haben is a mitzvah which is done by Acherim. But the Gemara is in the Ferish that you say Shechiyanu when you do a pidyon haben, which according to the Rambam, the Shikas and Luchas Brachos, that should qualify as a mitzvah which you do as a chiyuv hagun. It's a mitzvah which you do yourself. It's a personal chiyuv. It's not a mitzvah which is done l'acher. That's a little bit of a problem. So there's a very fancy razzle dazzle lomdisha beer to this Rambam, which is hard a little bit to understand exactly how it works. I'll share it quickly. That's what Rabbarach Ber has. Rabbarach Ber and Bechash Shmuel and Kedushin. So he points out the steer. If everybody points out the steer in the Rambam, how does if the whole mocha for the the Rivash, the Rambam and his brachos, the difference between the Laman and the Al, so it happened that I'm not following the Shikasa vis-a-vis the Shechiyanu. So Rabbi Ber quotes from the other Makaris as follows, that the bracha Shechiyanu was not instituted on a mitzvah chiyubis necessarily. Even a mitzvah chiyubis could warrant the Shechiyanu. Even a mitzvah you're not really obligated to do, but if you do it, you fulfill a mitzvah, that also could warrant the Shechiyanu. Why is that? So it says Rabbi Ber that the idea of Shechiyanu on mitzvahs is really also a key of Simcha Shibaleiv. Because a person is so excited to do a mitzvah for the first time, or for the first time in a year, the first time in a long time, so that Simcha Shibaleiv is really a mechayev of Shechiyanu. So Rambam says, when you're dealing with Simcha Shibaleiv, so you don't have to come with a formal hakdorah, a halachic hakdorah, namely, is this considered to be a mitzvah chiyuvis? Even a mitzvah chiyuvis creates a Simcha Shibaleiv. The push comes to shove, the person fulfills the mitzvah. So, whether the nature of the mitzvah was a mitzvah chiyubis, or the nature of the mitzvah was a mitzvah chiyubis, the simcha of the is still there. It's like a very non-lufish thing. You wouldn't expect this from a book where he was a little bit of Rosh Hashiva. And you wouldn't expect it. No. Simcha Salev, that's only when you have a chiyub can create a simcha salev. A chiyub can't create a simcha salev. A book where didn't say that. So, the Sarah Bachbeh wasn't as, you know, the official, that look of a Lipshir Rosh Hashiva, sometimes people think he was. They say that he was a very big Bal Tefillah. So he used to let down for the Yomah, so he would daven Kabbal Shabbos, they would sing in the comments, but it wasn't such a dry, like we think of as dry as not to the place. So he was a little bit of a Chassidish also. Not really, but, you know, that, well, Kalbach Nigun. Anyway, So Baruch Ber and Bechash Shmuel develops this society when it comes to this discrepancy in the Rambam and Hilchos Brachos. It says of Baruch Ber, when you're dealing with Shechiyanu, so you don't have to create a Chiyuv HaMitzvah. Even a Chiyuv HaMitzvah is sufficient. Mashe Enkein, when you want to be Kaveh, what Bracha to recite, what Nusach HaBracha, should we say the Bracha, Asher Kibishon HaMitzvah, it's on a lit, or how? So then you're going to follow the Ikar HaMitzvah, then you're going to follow what exactly is the Mitzvah Chiyuvis, not the Mitzvah is, to what the Mitzvah Chiyuvis is. So Cesar Baruch Ber, he thinks the following you say, this is a real one, this is a risk of mine. So Cesar Baruch Ber, he thinks that the father has two parts of the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. But when we say that the father is mechuyav to be told to the son, so there are really two aspects of the chiyuv ha'av. So one aspect is the mitzvah chiyuvis shavo. So the mitzvah chiyuvis shavo is not a personal mitzvah. The mitzvah chiyuvis shavo is only klapei the son. The chiyuv of the father is to make sure that the son receives his pidyon haben. It's not really the father's chiyuv. The etzem chiyuv of pidyon haben is munachas on the son, is munach on the son, and the father's chiyuv is to be metapo with the son's chiyuv. That's the mitzvah chiyuv of pidyon haben. But says the Baruch Ber, there's another aspect of pidyon haben. That's the mitzvah chiyuv shavo. Namely, that when the father goes ahead and does the pidyon haben on behalf of the child, so he gets a personal mitzvah also. But that personal mitzvah is not a mitzvah kiyumis, that personal mitzvah is a mitzvah kiyumis. So, says Rav Baruch Ber, when it comes to the nusach ha-brach of Asher Kiddushan and Mitzvayisim Tzivanu, you have to decide, push comes to shove, should you make the brach of the Lashon Al, should you make the brach of the Lashon Lamed? Then you have to follow what it says in the books. You have to follow what is the mitzvah chiyubis. So the mitzvah chiyubis of the father is not a personal chiyub, it's a mitzvah to do to the son, so therefore the nusach ha-brach is going to be Al. But when it comes to determining what the brach of Shechiyanu, should Pidyon HaBen warrant the Shechiyanu or not, so Baruch Ber says, yeah, because so there is a mitzvah kiyumis as a personal mitzvah that the father fulfills. So since there's an aspect, there's an element of a personal mitzvah that the father does fulfill, and since kiyum mitzvah is enough to warrant the Shechiyanu, therefore Shechiyanu can be saved. So the difficulty of this prat is that where does this come from exactly? It may answer the problem, but where in the world of Chazal get such an idea? Where in the Pesukim we have such an idea? There are two aspects of a pidyon haben. One is a chiyuvis, one is a because the bottom line is giving the five shtalim to the kohen. So we ended this whole idea of two parshiyos, of two dinim, of two brachas, two different aspects of the mitzvah of the father and the son. It's very hard to understand exactly where this comes from.
Well, if there are two parts to it, why shouldn't we say that? Because Rav says if you're doing your chiyuv and someone else's chiyuv, so say let.
So no, because you don't have a chiyuv. You're only a kiyum. That's what he said. It's only a kiyum.
But you still have a. You're still doing your mitzvah.
You're fulfilling a mitzvah. So you are getting a mitzvah.
So Rav says if you're doing something, a mitzvah for yourself and for somebody else, so you say let.
Yeah, that's not a chiyuv. That's when the Rav's talking about when you have a mitzvah chiyuv. It's not when you have a mitzvah kiyumas. I think the Rambam says with mitzvah kiyumas, you only get an out. I don't know, a couple of those words, just take a look at the Birka Shmuel. We have a Birka Shmuel there on Kedushin. You can take a look at and see if you get a better view than I'm presenting. But a couple of this whole Rivash, this whole Rambam, this whole idea that the mitzvah pidgin aban is not really a mitzvah on the personal chiyuv on the father is really up for question. And the Rishon that probably disagrees with this is the Sefer Chinuch. The Sefer Chinuch and the mitzvah of pidgin aban, can I put that on the Mamakram? Sefer Chinuch. So Sefer Chinuch claims that the mitzvah of pidgin aban extends even after the child has turned bar mitzvah, which according to the way we presented the whole sugya concerning Mila, so that seems to be a red light for us. I mean, that's telling us, wait a second, the mitzvah applies after bar mitzvah, that sounds like the nature of the mitzvah is a personal chiyuv. It sounds like it's not just lahotzias abei yudecha basay, because if that's the whole purpose of the mitzvah, the kids are ready by mitzvah, you can do it yourself, what do you need the father for? So it sounds like the Sefer Chinuch is understanding that the nature of the mitzvah pidgin aban of the father is a personal chiyuv, and it goes even past by mitzvah. How did the Sefer Chinuch know this is true? So he says, Kiddamashma, the parak of the Kiddushin. As it appears in the first parak of Kiddushin. Where exactly does it appear in the first parak of Kiddushin? If anything, it appears the opposite from that sugya. So the problem with the Sefer Chinuch is driving at is that the Braisa and Chavtes HaMenal lists off all the chiyuvim of the father to the son, and Mila pidgin aban lam d'torah la'asiyo isha. When are these mitzvahs going to take place? La'asiyo isha is when? Before the mitzvah or after the mitzvah? So obviously it's after the mitzvah. You're not allowed to get married before your mitzvah. But lam d'umnis, when's he going to teach him a trade? As this old girl, 3 years about Hebrew school, 10 with a trade, no, just so fitting on the roof. It's okay, but most kids probably learn from this after they turn bar mitzvah. So la'asiyo isha is for sure after bar mitzvah. So the chiyuvim seem to understand that the Braisa is listing off chiyuvim which exist in the olam vod, that the mitzvah is haben al av, where the av is mechuv to do the olam vod, that doesn't just end at the age of bar mitzvah. So just as Nasir, we should forget only starts after bar mitzvah, with the nami pidgin aban also extends after bar mitzvah. So if this is true, that that's what the Sefer Chinuch is driving at, that the nature of the mitzvah extends even after bar mitzvah, so we have a major machlokes on hand, a major machlokes in Rishonim. What's the din? Allah l'maisa. Does a father have a chiyuv to do pidgin aban after the child reaches bar mitzvah? So we had a shayla, Allah l'maisa, that came up in yeshiva a couple of years ago. Every couple of years in yeshiva, we end up getting a pidgin aban in. It's usually about once a year or so. Very often there are boys who come from non-Shulam backgrounds and they don't know whether they've heard of pidgin aban, but then during the course of the year they learn about it. And then they realize, hey, they got no required pidgin aban. So usually what we do is at the end of the year, when I used to be a Rebbe in BMP, so we used to, the end of the year, we make one big nice pidgin aban for all the some of the Adi Bechor, some of the Masafik Bechor, some of them didn't know whether their fathers were Kohanim, Levim, Israel. So there was always a lot of ambiguity, but every once in a while we find someone who was really a Vade Bechor, who would really require a pidgin aban, and we make a nice pidgin aban for all the boys. So one time it happened that that one of the boys was supposed to have a pidgin aban, so he told his parents about it. His parents wanted to come, but his father was very sad because it was such a nice thing. His father wanted to come, but apparently his father wasn't able to make it when they wanted to make it. So the question is, I mean, obviously for reasons of kibbutz avein and reasons of kibbutz and reasons of just menschlich chayin, obviously you wait for the father. But the question was an interesting shiloh fi halacha that was raised. And you're putting aside all those other issues that would, of course, require us to wait for the father. The question is, if he did, does the father really have such a character that he wants to be there at the pidgin aban? Let's say you have this kid, he's 18 years old, he's in New York, and he wants to do his pidgin aban right now, but his father's in Australia, his father says, I can't come for another month, so should we tell the child that he did to delay doing his pidgin aban in order to have his father present at the pidgin aban? Or do we say no? So what are the issues? So on the one hand, we have an Indian that's reasonable in the mitzvahs. One hand, whenever you find out that you didn't do a pidgin aban, you really should do it immediately. On the other hand, there is an idea that Gemara has that when it comes to the mashal of bringing a carbon, so the idea is that the Baal HaKorban is really supposed to be present at the time that HaKorban's HaKorban is being brought. That's why the Gemara says that they instituted Mamados. That's why they instituted that it's not Shaykh that the Kohanim and the Mikdash are going to offer a carbon for Klal Yisrael. And no one's going to be there. There's not going to be any representation from Klal Yisrael. So therefore, they made a takana that Klal Yisrael should say, you can, if everybody comes, someone's got to go to work. So most people would stay home and work in their farms. And they'd send a delegation of different Jews every week to the Beis HaMikdash to be present at the time of that Kravas HaTzmidim. So you see from the Gemara, the Rav said, Haina, that it's a good thing that if someone's doing a mitzvah on my behalf, so Ovata should be participating, Ovata should be present. So here, that's an effect. The father wasn't such a London, he didn't know too much about this, but Apidin, he really had a kind of, because if the mitzvah is really his mitzvah, so then, first of all, maybe he should be doing the Pidra Ben, maybe the son shouldn't be doing it. Even if you want to argue that after by mitzvah, the son has an equal right to the mitzvah, maybe even more of a right, but the father's still not a nobody, the father's not a gurnish, the father still is a talent to be here. So maybe that talent that the father wants to be present for the pidgin of Ben, that's basically his chiyuv, so maybe that's also chesh, but you have to take that into consideration. Maybe that offsets the reason about even the mitzvah. That was the shot, one of the rabbanim asked me what I thought about the shayla. So I said, I thought it depends on the sefer chiyuv and the ribash. Then according to the ribash, it says that once the kid turns bar mitzvah, then the father's out of the picture of gamre, because the mitzvah is only a chiyuv through motzi sabayim. So then the father's zero tied up yalach. Of course, need this novice we wait anyway, but in terms of pure halacha, so the father is mamash no tied, the father's out of the picture, then the son should do the mitzvah right away. He's losing the mitzvah, he shouldn't wait for the father. Hashem gave you holy to say for a chidah, so then you can argue that maybe the father doesn't want the tied, maybe that tied is enough to offset the reason of the mitzvah. Maybe not, you have to really think about that hard enough. Now, Kol Panim, we clearly have a machlaik, you see, between the ribash and the chidah. Does the mitzvah apply after bar mitzvah? And which, according to what we think, our theory, that depends on what the lumbus of the mitzvah is. So, of course, we have a problem now with the Sefer Chinuch, is how do we pshat HaGemara? HaGemara says, Beferish, that mitzvah de gufei adifa. So, according to the Ribash, we know what that means. According to the Sefer Chinuch, that the mitzvah is a personal mitzvah for the father to do. So then why is that mitzvah de gufei? Why is one mitzvah any kedima over the other? So let's say I have a son. My son happens to be a second born, my Bechor is a Bechor Rab, but okay, let's say, and I happen not to be Bechor either. But Lu Yitz Yimtim Tzlam, I would have been a Bechor, I would have got a firstborn son, and now my son is and now I realize that I didn't have a Pidyon Ben, and I didn't do a Pidyon Ben yet for my son, so what comes first? So according to the Ribash, there's clearly a Kedima for my mitzvah. According to the Chinuch, why is there a Kedima? According to the Chinuch, the mitzvah to be pulled to my son is a personal chiyuv, and the chiyuv to be pulled to myself is a personal chiyuv. So why does Rabbi Yirmiyah say mitzvah de gufa adifa? So according to, you have to say, according to the Sefer Chinuch, that the Gemara here means an entirely different vart. When the Gemara says that my mitzvah takes precedence over my son, the mitzvah de gufa adifa, mitzvah de gufa doesn't mean the nature of the chiyuv is fundamentally different. The nature of the chiyuv is the same, both personal chiyuv. Mitzvah de gufa means that you cloud in kedima of mitzvahs. And when you have two mitzvahs, one mitzvah which relates to my body, and another mitzvah which doesn't relate to my body, it's a chiyuv, it's the same chov, it's the same level of chovah, but one mitzvah is a mitzvah that relates to me personally, as I involve my body in the doing of the mitzvah, and the other mitzvah doesn't. The other mitzvah is a personal chiyuv that I have to do to some other shape or form, some other using some other chatzah shel mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah haguf, in the sense of a physical or bodily mitzvah. So there's a klal in Hagdama mitzvahs, that a mitzvah de guf is adifa. Not like the Ribash is learning a lomdish pshat that a personal chiyuv has kedima over a non-personal chiyuv. That's not what mitzvah de guf means. But mitzvah de guf means, according to the chinuch, is that both mitzvahs personal chiyuvim, but pidyon haben of myself, so of course, so relates to my body. It means I'm not nifta. Again, according to one of the acharonim writes that if you have a child who hasn't had a pidyon haben, so the child is also about no, it's like a korban, it's like kodesh. Until you pull it, so you don't pass like that. But even if you don't say like that, the Torah does say kaddish lichabuchor. There's some kind of an element, whatever the word kaddish means. So it means it's something to do with my goof. It means my body is somehow different. There's a little bit of something. There's a chalos in the person of lo nifta in some shape or form. So that's what the Gemara means. That mitzvah the gufei adifa. In terms of a level of chiyuvim, it's the same level of chiyuvim. There's a personal chiyuv and that's a personal chiyuv. But a mitzvah that relates to my body has kedima mitzvahs to a mitzvah that doesn't relate to my body. So that idea that Sefer Chinuch is learning a different shot in the Gemara, so believe it or not, this machlekes to Ribash and the Sefer Chinuch may be a machlekes asugyas, may be a machlekes within the text of the Gemara itself. So I put in the Maimakomos the sugyas as bechoros, right? the same sugya I put it on. Everyone was probably wondering, why did I bother putting it on? It's not much verbatim the same as the Gemara and Kiddushin. Right? So why did I put it on? Who figured it out? There's one word difference. Mitzvah didah. That here the Gemara says mitzvah degufa adifa, and the other Gemara says in Bechor is mitzvah didei adifa. So what's the difference? What's the nuance? The difference between mitzvah degufa and mitzvah didei? So I think that the connotation of mitzvah didei is much closer to the Rivash. Mitzvah didei. Didei in Aramaic means shalom. His mitzvah. So according to the Rivash, the contrast between my pidgin event, the pidgin event of my son, is that one of them is my mitzvah, and the other is not really my mitzvah. So that's what the Gemara means in Becharos, mitzvah didei. Now, Shenken, according to the Sefer Chinuch, the nusach of mitzvah didei, you can't use that nusach of mitzvah didei, because it's the same mitzvah. This is mitzvah shalom, and this is mitzvah shalom. So what's the difference according to the Sefer Chinuch? The mitzvah is mitzvah degufei. That means that there is a difference, but not a difference in terms of whose mitzvah it is, but rather one's a mitzvah that relates to the body, and one's a mitzvah that doesn't relate to the body. So maybe it's a suggestion, but maybe that machlekes is to say for chinuch and rivash ultimately depends on what is the correct yirsa really, like the Gemara Kedushin, where we have in our text in the Gemara Kedushin, it's an inyan of mitzvah degufei, which just sounds more like the Sefer Chinuch's distinction, or is the mitzvah didei, which sounds more like the Rivash's distinction. Do we have any precedent like in this in halacha, this idea that the Sefer Chinuch is developing for us, that a mitzvah that relates to my guf somehow has kedima over a mitzvah that doesn't relate to my guf? Bishlam of the Rivash, that's a pretty posh of the svara. That a mitzvah that's my mitzvah clearly has precedence over somebody else's mitzvah, Chayech called me. But according to the Sefer Chinuch, that both my personal mitzvahs, just one is a guf mitzvah, one's not a guf mitzvah, where do we ever find such an idea that a mitzvah which relates to the guf is more important than a mitzvah that doesn't relate to the guf? So Kayotzi, but then we have a little bit of a remnant. That's the whole sugya that I put on the Mamakam, is the Yushalmi with the Ramon, with Kibager, in the beginning of Ilchus Mezuzah. So there is a Yushalmi in the end of Masechet Megillah that raises the following shaila concerning Kedima B'mitzvah. Let's say you have a person who is very low on funds, and he doesn't have enough money to buy a pair of tefillin and to buy a mezuzah. So which one should come first? So the later Paskim write that, B'zmanazeh, it's really not much of a question, B'zmanazeh, you should buy the mezuzah first. But forget that tefillin is a tefillin, you can always borrow from somebody else. In the olden days, people wore tefillin all day, so how are you going to borrow from somebody else a tefillin? I can give it to you. So, but the zman hazeh would be a little bit different. But I mean, according to the strict, official halacha, so the Rishami is a shayla, what comes first? Is the mitzvah of tefillin more important, or the mitzvah of mezuzah more important? So the Rishami gives svaras l'kan l'kan. So one svar, the Rishami says, that maybe the mitzvah of tefillin is more important, because tefillin applies even to somebody who doesn't have a home, even somebody who moves out of a boat, even somebody who's out of the desert. So you see that the mitzvah tefillin is a mitzvah. It's no heges more often than mezuzah. So you see that tefillin has kedima. Tefillin is a more chashva mitzvah. Everybody fulfills the mitzvah tefillin, but not everybody necessarily fulfills the mitzvah mezuzah. The idach kis, on the other side, the Gemara and Yushami suggest that maybe no, that maybe mezuzah is more important than tefillin. Why is mezuzah more important than tefillin? Because mezuzah you fulfill 365 days a year, whereas tefillin you don't perform on Shabbos and Yontif. The Shabbos and Yontif are an oath, so therefore there's no mitzvah of tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. So maybe the fact that a mitzvah is more common than another mitzvah, so maybe that indicates that somehow it's a more chashuv mitzvah. It's an interesting idea that the Gemara is saying that a mitzvah you do more often, so that gives more chashivas to it. Sometimes psychologically we treat these differently. It means the fact that we put on tefillin every day, we don't get too excited. It's every day, you miss today, you pick up tomorrow. Because it's a mitzvah achilas matzah, it's once a year, shayfah, it's once a year, everyone gets all some mitzvah, they perech mizmah 7 times, everyone gets excited. When was the last time you saw a guy getting so excited before he put on tefillin? So you see from the Rishama the opposite is true, that the mitzvahs that are given to be fulfilled day in, day out, those are the mochashna mitzvahs. So the Rishama has this shayla, what's the din? So on the one hand, mezuzah is more common than tefillin, because mezuzah is all year long. On the other hand, tefillin is in a certain sense more common than mezuzah, because tefillin, everybody has to do, and mezuzah, you can figure out a way to get out of it. If you're on a boat, if you're traveling in the desert, so you don't really have a chiv of mezuzah. So Rishami throws around both of these first. What's the maskaras of the Rishami? So Rishami quotes a braisa that's pleshet that mezuzah is more chashuv. What's the raya? So the Rishami says as a din, that let's say you have an old mezuzah, so the Rishami says you can't turn that and say you don't need this mezuzah right now, so you think, you know what, it's the same parashas for tefillin, so I'll turn this mezuzah into parashas for tefillin. So the Rishami says you can't do that. You can't take an unnecessary parashas, it was written by Kushas mezuzah, so you can't transform it into tefillin. The vice versa you can do, the Rishami says, but if you have something which used to be a pair of tefillin, now you don't need it anymore, so you can cut out half the parashas and use those parashas for a mezuzah. The Rishami says, you can't go from mezuzah to tefillin, but you can go from tefillin to mezuzah. So you see from here that mezuzah is more chashuv. So So the fact that the Yerushalmi itself is a little bit of a pella. Why is it a pella? What's the problem with the Yerushalmi? A little bit of a chiddush in this Yerushalmi. Tremendous chiddush in this Yerushalmi. What's the chiddush? There's a big chiddush in the Yerushalmi. There is al-chari, these are two totally different halachas. One's a din of kedushas mezuzah, one's a din of mitzvahs mezuzah. So we're trying to be done which mitzvah is a more important mitzvah. Which mitzvah has kedima in terms of mitzvah? So there are klalim in terms of kedima and mitzvah. So those are the klalim that the Yerushalmi is throwing around. This mitzvah is more tawbim, less tawbim, etc. Whereas the Yerushalmi is being a raya from kedushas mezuzah and kedushas tefillin. So ma'in in kedushas tefillin, kedushas mezuzah, to the mitzvahs mezuzah. It could be that the mitzvah of tefillin is more important than mitzvah, and the kedushas mezuzah is more chama for whatever reason. It's an interesting idea that the Yerushalmi is mixing the two. The Rakhal Parah, that's what it says in the Yerushalmi. So the poskim point out that we don't pass like this Yerushalmi. Why don't we pass like this Yerushalmi? Because this brisa that the Yerushalmi quotes at the end of Maseches Megillah to prove that mezuzah is more important than tefillin because kedushas mezuzah is more chomer, we happen not to pass like that brisa because the Gemara Shabbos in the 8th parak quotes that brisa the exact opposite. Those were picked up here in a couple of weeks. So the Bavli quotes the same brisa with the exact opposite twist. The Bavli says that if you have a pair of tefillin and you want to turn them into a mezuzah, you're not allowed to do that. Whereas if you have an old mezuzah and you want to turn it into a pair of tefillin, that you are permitted to do. So the Gemara and the Bavli is the Feirish that the Kedushas Tefillin is more chomer than Kedushas Mezuzah. So the Post can say, So now we're going to borrow the Yerushalmi. We're going to borrow this Dimyon that the Yerushalmi said that we can be placed concerning Kedima of Mitzvahs Tefillin versus Kedima Mitzvahs Mezuzah from the Dim of Kedushas Tefillin Mezuzah. Where the Yerushalmi was placed that Mezuzah is more important, we who task like the Bavli, we don't hold like the Yerushalmi, we task like the Bavli, that type of Tefillin is more Kaddish than Mezuzah. So if we don't, tefillin is called them to mezuzah as well. So we take whatever part of the Yerushalmi that we like and we discard the rest. So we take the dinyan of the Yerushalmi, we have the dinyan of kedusha, which is unrelated to one another, but we reject the rest of the Yerushalmi, which is the real punchline of the Yerushalmi. If Yerushalmi's maskana was mezuzah is more important, that we reject, because we don't accept that raya, because we know that the raya is absolutely frikir. So that's why halacha l'maisa, in the beginning of this mezuzah, the Rambam writes that we pass in the halacha that tefillin are kodesh. But again, whether that's true is not a question, but Ikra did, tefillin has kedima, because kedusha's tefillin is higher level of kedusha than kedusha's mezuzah. But the question is, why should that be so? So good, so very good, so we figured out the mokka, the lumbus, the Yerushalmi, the Bible, good. But just in terms of svara, why should it be that tefillin should come before mezuzah? What's this all about? So comes the Rambam, throws in a monkey wrench into the sugya. Comes the Rambam, says, why is it halach l'maisa that tefillin are coming to mezuzah? Because tefillin is a mitzvah shibah gufo, and mezuzah is not a mitzvah shibah gufo. The question is, what exactly do those words mean? That tefillin is a mitzvah shibah gufo, and mezuzah is not a mitzvah shibah gufo. So Rabbi Kineger, in his chidush, I don't have a chance to read the Rabbi Kineger. What about tefillin? Can we get the spotter? Can I put on my Rabbanos?
Yeah.
Everyone got it? A little bit. So Rabbi Kineger says that he thinks the pshat in the Ramah, that the Ramah just means to be quoting the reason of the Yerushalmi. Remember, the Yerushalmi began to spot it out with two tzadim. One side that mezuzah is more chomer, and one side that tzadim is more chomer. The side that mezuzah is more chomer is because it's knowing for... Knowing all days a year, and the fact that tefillin is more chomer because it's knowing even on people who don't have houses. So the Kineger says, yeah, that's what the Rambam meant. That's svara that the Rambam writes that it's a mitzvah shebegufo. A mitzvah shebegufo just is another way of saying it's a mitzvah you can't get out of. It's a real chiyuv, but there's no way to circumvent. Mezuzah you can circumvent. You can sell your house and go live on a boat, so you won't have a chiyuv in mezuzah. Hashem came tefillin. That's a chayves aguf. Chayves aguf, mitzvah shebegufo, is another way of saying the same svar that Yerushalmi said, that it's a mitzvah that you have to do, there's no way out of it. So other achirenim disagree with Reb Kineger, the Beis Hillel, and the Sa'ad of Yerodea, so he says, no, that's not what the Rambam meant. That if the Rambam meant the reason of the Yerushalmi, he should have said the reason of the Yerushalmi, he should have said that tefillin you can't get out of, and mezuzah you can't get out of. What's the mashmal of mitzvah shebegufo? So the Beis Hillel says that the Rambam rejected the whole Yerushalmi. The hot on the whole Yerushalmi locks half a barrel is not accepted because the whole rise of the Yerushalmi are wrong. The svaras are not right. There's only one reason why tefillin is cut in the mezuzah, says the Beis Hillel. Because tefillin is a mitzvah that you wear on your body. Whereas mezuzah is not a mitzvah that you do on your body. So a mitzvah, shebegufo adif, that a mitzvah that relates to your personal body, that you mamash wrap around your body, That is kedima. That's a higher level of mitzvah than a mitzvah of mezuzah. Mezuzah is something that you take your body and you walk into a house and the mezuzah is there, but that's not a mitzvah shebegufa. A mitzvah shebegufa means something that relates personally to your body. So according to this base Hillel's reading of the Ramah, we have a tremendous chiddush over here. But we have at least a little bit of a precedent for this idea that you have two mitzvahs, two mezuzahs, and they're both chiyuvim. I have to... The chiyuv deraisik shadam yosei vetmas. The chiyuv deraisik sachtam amzut kisef misharecha. They're both personal chiyuvim. I have to do one, I have to do two. And alfa b'chein, one comes before the other. Tefillin comes before mezuzah. Tefillin, if you don't have enough money, you gotta buy tefillin before mezuzah. Why? Because mitzvah, shebegufa, the mitzvah that relates to your body, a mitzvah that you do with your body itself, that's a higher level of mitzvah than a mitzvah that doesn't relate to your body, notwithstanding the fact that in terms of darg of chiyuv, in terms of level of chiyuv, and they're both mitzvah chiyuvis, there's a mitzvah chiyuvis, that's a mitzvah chiyuvis. According to Rabbi Kiveger, who learns Pshat in the Ramah, that's not at all what the Ramah meant. The Ramah didn't mean to say mitzvah shebegufa versus non-mitzvah shebegufa. What the Ramah meant to say is the same as the Yerushalmi said, he's just paraphrasing the Yerushalmi, that this is a mitzvah that you can weasel out of, and this is a mitzvah you can't weasel out of, and we have no mocha for this idea of mitzvah shebegufa. But according to the Beis Hillel's reading of the Ramah, that they're both, not because one you can weasel out of, one you can't, they're both chiyuvim geburim, and it doesn't matter, the mitzvah of tefillin is still more chashim than the mitzvah of lulav. The chapen afkamina between Rabbi Kiveger and the Beis Hillel, it's a day before Sukkot, and the guy only has X amount of money, so either we can use that money to buy prayer, so he doesn't have tefillin for today. So either we can use the money to buy prayer, tefillin, to wear tefillin, whatever, we can use the money to buy dalal minim for tomorrow. It's one or the other, either lulav or tefillin, so which one comes first? So, l'chora, according to Rabbi Kiveger, it's a toss-up. You flip a coin, whichever one you make, the one that comes first. You have to do the tefillin first because it's a toss-up. I don't know. According to Rabbi Kiveger, there's no kedima per se of tefillin over dalamit, because they're both mitzvahs chiyuvis. They're both mitzvahs that you can't weasel out. There's no way to circumvent the chiyuv of tefillin, and there's no way to circumvent the chiyuv of dalaminim. So according to Rabbi Kiveger, it's a draw. So you decide. So we'll call them and buy. You flip a coin, whichever one you want to buy. You buy. Mashiachin, according to the Beis Hillel's understanding, that there are darges of mitzvah shebegufa. So maybe one could argue that tefillin is much more of a mitzvah shebegufa than lulav. Even though lulav you do pick up with your hand, but tefillin you wear it in the body, so that's not much more lulavish. But tefillin, that's a higher level of chiyuv than the chiyuv of lulav. So this idea that the Beis Hillel is suggesting, the Das HaRamah, that there's a concept of mitzvah shebegufa. So believe it or not, it may have its mocha from kedushin koftes in the days. That may be the way the Sefer Chinuch is learning Pshat in this Gemara. Because the Gemara says that who could have known by time of mitzvah shebegufo. So he said, what do you mean mitzvah shebegufo? This is my personal chiyuv, and that's my personal chiyuv. So why does my pidyon ben take precedence over yours? So the answer is because my pidyon ben relates to my body, whereas your pidyon ben doesn't relate to my body, it relates to your body. So according to the Rivash, that's not at all what the Gemara meant. According to the Rivash, there's no mocha kiyuzah from the Gemara to the notion that mitzvah shebegufa was a higher level of mitzvah. Hashanken, according to the Sefer Chinuch, perhaps there is a mocha, perhaps that's what the Tzitzit is driving at, that's what the Ramah is driving at, that it has its roots in this Gemara tradition that Kof does. Then the Gemara's other klalim in terms of kedima of the mitzvah of Pidgin Aben, the Gemara quotes a brayse and Kof Tesim Abeis, Tad Rabbanan, Liftos as bino galalas larega. What's the din of a person who only has an X amount of money and he can either use it for pidyon aben or he can use it to do aliyah larega? So the Gemara says, pol des bino v'chak la larega. So he has to do pidyon aben first. Rav Yehuda Omer, o larega v'chak pol des bino. First he does aliyah larega, we'll worry about pidyon aben later. Shezu mitzvah veres, zu mitzvah shein veres. Because pidyon aben, so you'll do it in 6 months from now. Whereas aliyah larega, so it's a mitzvah veres. That's a klal and kedima mitzvahs, that a mitzvah veres beats out a mitzvah shein veres. The Gemara says, Bishlam le Rabbi Yehuda, Kit Kram HaTayim. Rabbi Yehuda makes a lot of sense that Aliyah le Rebbe comes first because it's a mitzvah kedemes. Ha le Rabbonan maitanai. Why do the Rabbonan disagree with Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara says, the Tzakma Posef. The Amakua kol b'chor b'nechatif. The Vahod le Rufan ha-Rekul. Like the Zeres HaKmosef, that b'chor comes first. You have to be pointed to your son before you do Aliyah le Rebbe. So you see clear from this Gemara that if not for the special... So Rabbi Huda is right. Rabbi Huda b'svar is clearly correct. The Gemara had to dig up the posuk, the darsh in the posuk, to support the chachamim. But b'svar b'shona, Rabbi Huda didn't learn pshat on this posuk. So clearly Rabbi Huda is right that aliyah l'regel comes before pidyon aben. So we have to stop and ask ourselves, why is that true? If mehechet say that aliyah l'regel should come before pidyon aben. So we already mentioned yesterday, we touched on this issue, that there's a really a running machlekes in the Gedolei HaPoskim that how to view the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. Is Pidyon HaBen basically a mitzvah of Dinei Mamonos? It's basically not a mitzvah altogether, it's basically a Piron HaChayiv, it's Cheshir Mishpat. That was the opinion of who? Who's the Bir HaGrol, said that the Shibud Nechasim, and therefore it's a Cheshir Mishpat of the mitzvah. Because you had other Acharonim who were viewing the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen more in the realm of the Sivah Heter, like the Shach, like the Taz, like the Mitzvah Nesina, and therefore they were Madama into Trimus and Maestras, and Zechi, and Shlichus, and Rabbah, that whole other school of thought, that seemed to be viewing the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen more in the realm of a mitzvah than in the realm of Chayshe and Mishpah. So the Chora, this Gemara seems to be a very serious problem according to the Bir HaGra. Because here the Gemara is trying to figure out which mitzvah comes first. Does the mitzvah of the Rebbe come first, or the mitzvah of the Pidyon HaBen come first? And the Gemara involves the Svara of Mitzvah Iveres. Now Mitzvah Iveres is the Svara in Kedima B'Mitzvah. So you have two mitzvahs, you have two responsibilities to the Rebbe Shalom. So we're trying to figure out which one comes first. So this is one of the Klalim of Kedima, is Mitzvah Iveres. But when you're dealing with the realm of Chayshir Mishpah, so the whole Gemara is a big pella. What do you mean? If I have only five shkolim, I can either use it for Pidyon HaBen or I can use it for a lila rega. What would the din be? Let's say I only have five shkolim, and I can either do it to buy myself a great tulin, or I owe somebody $5. So what do I do first? Of course, I have to pay the $5 back. Because if I have a chiyuv in dini mamonos, if it's not my money, if I'm a shubut, so there's a mitzvah per erachov, so it's not my money. So what do you mean? There's a phrase about being a tzaddik and afiyanim's cheshbin. So I'm not going to be a tzaddik and somebody else's cheshbin. I can ask the guy to please let me borrow the $5 again. But if the guy says no, I demand my money back, so then the chayav have to give him the money back. So unless there's a sugya in Erech about the status of the Baal Chayv, sometimes when a person has to pay back the chayv, sometimes you let the person hold on to a couple of pennies just to do his basic, otherwise well, the guy would be totally bankrupt. So then you can fulfill whether you did in the status of the Baal Chayv, will permit him to hold on to the money. But the ikarah, the idea basically is that you can't do a mitzvah yet in cash, but if you owe somebody else the money, it's not your money, you gotta give it back first. If you worry about the mitzvahs later. So to over here, the nature of the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen is Piron HaChos, that's not my money. So the five stone that I'm holding on to really is the Kohen's money. The Shiva HaChos and the Kohen can come and take it. So what do you mean I'm screaming mitzvah Iveres, I gotta go to Yishalayim, I gotta go be Eilah Rego? What do you mean you have to be Eilah Rego? You can't be Eilah Rego with somebody else's money. So from the fact that the Gemara is invoking the Svaras of mitzvah Iveres, the Gemara is invoking mitzvah-oriented Svaras. At first glance, this Gemara would be somewhat problematic for the Bir HaGra. This would fit in much nicer into the Taz and the Shach and the Ramah, that Pidyon HaBen is basically a mitzvah. Pidyon HaBen is Yerodeya, that's where it is, that's where it appears in Shulchan Aruch, that's where it belongs in Shulchan Aruch. So if it's a Yerodeya, then a mitzvah. So then you have Klolim and mitzvah, so what comes first? So we had a Yishalmi, that there are Klolim, it's the Gufa, not it's the Gufa. Yeah, no, Averis, not Averis. So there are Klolim, and how to decide which mitzvahs to do Benan the Makom first. But the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen is not a mitzvah really, it's really just the Torah Nachem, it's Cheshir Mishpah, it's the Imamunis. So Mehecha takes it, this whole figure makes any sense. So Apochach, you have to say the following Yisrael according to the Bir HaGra, that when we say that Pidyon HaBen is Piron HaChayiv, when we say that the Shibud Nechasim, so we have to touch it up a little bit. It means the Shibud Nechasim doesn't just start Yesh Me'ayin, it's not the pshat that I have a baby that's born, so now I have a Shibud Nechasim to the Torah. No, the pshat is like this. When I have a baby boy that's born, so first and foremost comes the mitzvah. I'm the chuyiv in mitzvahs Pidyon HaBen. The mitzvahs Pidyon HaBen carries with it a Shibud Nechasim. First you have to paskin up, does the mitzvah exist or not? If the mitzvah exists, then and only then you can begin to discuss the Shibud Nechasim, the Piron HaChayiv aspect of the mitzvah. But until you convey that the mitzvah exists, until you convey that I'm the chliyev to do the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, so then the Shibud Nechasim don't stop by themselves. But the Shibud Nechasim are a totsah, the Shibud Nechasim and Neveya from the mitzvah. First you have to be done based on Klali HaMitzvah. So that's the chavah the Gemara here is driving at. That of course the Shibud Nechasim and Pidyon HaBen, provided that the person is supposed to be doing the Pidyon HaBen. So if mitzvah Iveres trumps the mitzvah Pidyon HaBen, if mitzvah Iveres tells me that right now the guy's not supposed to be doing Pidyon HaBen, because right now he's supposed to be spending his money on the mitzvah Iveres of Alila Regel, so be it. So Pidyon HaBen is put on hold. So once the mitzvah Pidyon HaBen doesn't kick in, so in the middle the Shibud Nechasim doesn't kick in either. So we have the paskin against this. We have the paskin that Poydus B'nai V'chach O'Lorena, that's only because of the Xeris HaKosim of Leirof on Arekam, that Kobuchah B'nechatifta comes first. But if not for that, especially the Derech HaKosel, so the Rabbi Yehuda is 100% right, that Mitzvah Averus would have potted you, because Mitzvah Averus declares that right now you're not supposed to be metatl on the Pidgin Event. So whatever you're not supposed to be metatl on the Pidgin Event, the Mela does no ship with Mechosim. This idea that often we have a mitzvah, that it starts out as a mitzvah, as an Arachan Yerdeh type of mitzvah, and once we're clear that the mitzvah exists, so then it has hashlachot, it has ramifications in the realm of Chesh Mishpat. So we have a very similar idea when it comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah. That there is a famous tzais, but the tzais tells us that there's a bit of sheep with the chasim by tzedakah. The Gemara has in the beginning of the Basra that one of the Amoraim forced somebody to give tzedakah. Of course, they didn't want to give tzedakah, so he took away his property, beat him up, whatever, he made him give tzedakah. So everybody's bothered. What kind of halacha is that? You could beat a person up, you could force a guy to do a tzedakah. We have a cloud that called mitzvah shematin zchar betzida in kofin aleha. That whenever the Torah says to do a mitzvah, and the Torah tells you, promises you what the reward for the mitzvah is going to be, so the Torah is telling us that you can't force a guy to do it. We're telling you, the Torah is telling you what the reward is going to be. You don't want to get the reward, so it's your loss. If the person doesn't want to put on tefillah, so then kofin asochi yomarotzen. The person doesn't want to sing the sukkah, doesn't want to shake the lulav, kofin asochi yomarotzen. But the person would say, doesn't want to do kibbut avayim, so the Gemara says, then you don't say kofin asochi yomarotzen. That's the Gemara in the 8th paragraph of Chulin. Because kibbut avayim is a mitzvah shemat mishchav tzitzis. He's telling you, we're telling you what the schar is. You don't want to do it, so don't do it. So the Rishonim of Baal and the Kasha, after the Gemara, Baba Basra and the Ches say that we're kofin for tzedakah, and also a mitzvah shemat mitzchar b'tzid, because it says b'glal adav hazeh shem b'kecha v'rach echa the Torah promises you wonderful brachas for giving tzedakah. So Mitzai says that he thinks the answer to this kasha is that the kviya for tzedakah is not as the mitzvah tzedakah. Mitzvah tzedakah is not mitzvah the kviya, it's not mitzchar b'tzid. The kviyah for tzedakah is the shibud mechasim. That the Torah says you have to give tzedakah. It's not just the mitzvah between you and the Rebbeinu Shalom to do a nice thing and give this guy money. But the Torah is saying that certain part of the money that's in your pocket is not really yours. That money is meshubah to the ani. And the ani comes and wants to collect it. They will be mighty from you based on the principle of shibud mechasim. So the Ktzai says that it's the shibud mechasim shibud that permits Beizim to do the kviyah. So the Achronim ask on the Ktzai, so that's true. So how could the Gemara say, a very famous Gemara in the Dorim, in the Bechama, that there's a bit of proof of Rav Yosef in the Halacha, that if a person is involved in doing a mitzvah, and now an ani comes and asks him for a pruta, so you don't have to give him the tzedakah at that point. Let's say I'm in the middle of, I'm doing a mitzvah, I'm doing Isaac a mitzvah right now, the example the Gemara gives, I'm doing Isaac in a Shabbos Aveda, and if somebody comes, and an ani comes and asks me for a penny, so Rav Yosef says you don't have to give the money, because Isaac the mitzvah, part of the mitzvah. So come the Chirayim and say, Isaac the mitzvah, part of the mitzvah, it's a klal and mitzvah, it's not a klal and shibud mechasim. Let's say I owe a guy $1,000. And right now I'm putting on tefillin, he comes to me here, and says, I owe you only $1,000, but I can't talk to you right now, I'm putting on tefillin. Then I'm putting on talis, putting on tefillin, I'm shaking a lulav, I'm doing this mitzvah, I'm doing a shech zaneh, and all the mitzvahs in the world, so I don't have to be misyakos to your kind of days. And don't bring me to the entire, I'm doing mitzvahs. It's ridiculous. Isaac the mitzvah, part of the mitzvah means, that Isaac and Mitzvah are potter from Mitzvahs, and not potter from Chiyuvei Mammon. If I have to pay you money, if I'm holding out the money, it's not mine. I'm a gamma, of course I have to give you back the money. So the Achimani may ask the Ketzelus if it's true that the Ketzelus is right, that there's a Shibud Mechasa and Mitzvah. So how does Isaac and Mitzvah potter and Mitzvah get you out of the Mitzvah Tzedakah? Isaac and Mitzvah potter and Mitzvah get you out of other Mitzvahs, but it can't get you out of a Chiyuvei Mammon. I think it's Rabbi Chanan who gives this Havdara. Others give this Havdara that know that first you have to be done on is there a mitzvah tzedakah or not. Im tum zaloma that this person is mechuyev tzedakah, so then afterwards, shibud hachasim kicks in. So in the case of Baba Basra, the guy was mechuyev to give tzedakah, the guy was a Rasha, he wasn't giving the tzedakah properly, he was supposed to. So the halacha was kaveh that he's chayev in tzedakah. Once he's chayev in tzedakah, the shibud hachasim kicks in. So basically, to be kaveh to take care of the shibud hachasim. Masha'en came by Isaac the mitzvah. So I think the mitzvah task is that you're not mechuyev in the mitzvah tzedakah. If you're not mechuyev to give tzedakah, so then the shibud nechasim doesn't kick in. So once the shibud nechasim doesn't kick in, so b'meila, there's nothing to worry about. So then I say mitzvah potter and a mitzvah. So we potter from mitzvah tzedakah, and there is no shibud nechasim because there's no mitzvah, there's no shibud nechasim. So even though the Achronim say it, the Ketzelus himself happens not to say that. Not the Sugya, but the Basra right now, the Ketzelus himself happens clearly not to hold this idea because the Ketzelus claim that that's why perhaps a cotton can be chayim in tzedakah also. It could be that you can take the cotton also away for tzedakah, even though he's not chayim in the mitzvah because he has a shibur dechasam. There's a quote that you say that the shibur only kicks in when the chiv kicks in, so that last nekuda d'chasam would be very problematic. But again, we're not learning the sigma of the chasam right now. But what's relevant for us is this hakdara that we're going to have, which is an emes hakdara, that you can have a mitzvah that has aspects of mitzvah to it and aspects of shibud b'chasim, aspects of mamonis involved with it, and the mamonis anoveya from the mitzvah. So once you pass in that the mitzvah does exist, then the mamonis exists. Once you pass in the mitzvah doesn't exist, then the mamonis doesn't exist either. So that's the same story here also. That notwithstanding what the Bir Agra says, that's Kira Nacha, even if she did Nichasim, and did a Mamanus in the work, it's all fine and dandy, it's all nice, but that doesn't matter in our Sugya, because in our Sugya we're trying to figure out, is this guy really supposed to be doing Pidgin Aben or not? So Rabbi Huda says, Mitzvah Veris trumps the Mitzvah Pidgin Aben. So since you're not really supposed to be doing Pidgin Aben right now, you're supposed to be going a Lila Regal, so then there's no Mitzvah Pidgin Aben for you, there's no Mitzvah Pidgin Aben for you, so in the middle there's not going to be any Shibud Nichasim as well. There is one last nakuda that's important in this sugya, that the Gemara says that the guy only has 5 shkalim to his name, and you have to decide which pidgin aben should he do. Should he do his pidgin aben or his son's pidgin aben? So the Bir Halacha has a very famous kasha. The Bir Halacha asks in the end of the Lula. The Halacha says, we have a klal and mitzvahs, and a vazbiz, and a vazbiz, yosem yechemish. But a person doesn't have to give up all his money to fulfill mitzvahs. The Gemara has a Rabbi Kama, and I put that in the Rabbi Kama, so you know? The Gemara of Akama says that the person has a mitzvah that comes his way that's very expensive, so he's not machuif to lay out the third of his money, because if he lays out a third of his money for tefillin, and a third of his money for lulav, a third of his money for matzahs, the guy will be broke, so it's tzarech l'brios. So there's no chiyuv to give away every last penny. So how much do you have to give? So the Gemara of Akama doesn't say how much. All the Gemara of Akama says that you're not machuif to give away. So how much do you have to give? So the Rishon quote, the Gemara of Sugas, like tzedakah, I mean, vaz yosef b'chadish. But just as by tzedakah, you shouldn't give more than a fifth. So the mitzvah, you're not mechuyev to give more than a fifth. For mitzvah say, it's losa say you have to lose every last penny. But for mitzvah say, you're not mechuyev to give more than a fifth. So the Be'alacha says, so how can we tell this guy to give his last penny for pidgin aben? The guy only has 5 shkalim to his name. So we should say he's not mechuyev. He's not mechuyev. But if a guy has $10,000, then we can decide which pidgin aben to do for him. Only has 5 shkalim. So then he should be part of a both pidgin aben, because I'm a vaz biz yosim mechayvesh. So the Bir Halacha uses this and other svaras and the kairos to develop the following mishnah. So I'm a vaz biz yosim mechayvesh means, as the Rishon said, shem yitzarech abrios. They're afraid if a guy has only $10,000 and now 1 mitzvah comes his way, that's $4,000. So he used up his money so quickly, he won't have anything left. Yitzarech abrios. So says the Bir Halacha, what if a person has an income? What if a person has a job? So a person has a job, so he has certain expenses, so he'll use up his money, and then he'll get him more money. The din of a vazbiz yosef mechemish means when your money is status quo, all you have $100,000 in your savings. So 5 mitzvahs are going to come your way, each one is worth $25,000, so you're going to be $12,000 in debt in a couple of weeks. So the shem yitzarech labrios. Now, if a guy has a job, so he has money that's coming in and money that's going out. So he budgets his house, the balance looks a little bit better. He has to cut down on some of his other expenses. But he doesn't have a tour of Vazbiz Yosef Mechemish, and the money's coming in. Assuming that the money's coming in, so there won't be a fear of Shem Yitzarach Labrios. So the Bir Halacha says it's not a chayt layav, you're not mechuyev to spend every last penny on mitzvahs. You're not mechuyev to spend money on mitzvahs that's going to make you poor. But if spending the last penny on mitzvahs is not going to make you poor because you can get more money tomorrow, so he says that's not included in the din of Vazbiz Yosef Mechemish. He says that's what he thinks of Pshah in this Gemara is. That's where the svar of Vazbiz Yosef Mechemish doesn't apply in this particular scenario of the Jedi. So what's the Thursday? We don't have Shiur on Thursday? Is that the schedule? I don't know. You were talking about that. Because we're going to have Shiur early Friday morning.